Plain Spoken English with Idioms. Chapter 1. Thomas Lived Alone. Thomas was a young man. His father had a lot of money and had recently passed on. Thomas had returned home to Georgia for the funeral. Thomas and his family hadn't been close in recent years, but their reunion was joyous. The family was happy. Thomas was having fun remembering his father, and everyone was generally happy. Thomas was informed that he would receive their estate as he was the only child. Thomas had to call his work and quit his job back home. He then had to meet with a lawyer who handled the estate. After a few days, he signed some papers and was allowed to explore his new home. The estate was very large. It had 5 different entrances, a large fountain out front, 3 floors, and a wine cellar. Thomas lived alone in this house. Thomas frequently had his family over. He was happy to be living so close to them again. He was actively seeking employment, but currently had a lot of free time. Thomas spent his days reading to himself and exploring the house. It was large, and it would take him a long time to adjust to the size. One night, Thomas was enjoying a dinner alone. There was a loud and menacing storm outside. Thomas watched the news. The reporter commented on power outages in the local area. Thomas turned the TV off and stretched. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw a man. He didn't recognize this man. The man was tall and wore a dark blue suit. The man walked past the room and said nothing to Thomas. He was scared. After a moment, he got up and followed after the mysterious man. Thomas turned down a long hallway. He saw the man walking towards him. Thomas called out to the man, who didn't respond at all. The man was very tall and very pale. Thomas was terrified. The man walked towards him without saying a word. Thomas stepped back and turned away from the man. He ran down the hallway away from the man. The strange man started to chase after Thomas. Thomas ran faster and tried to hide in one of the small spare bedrooms. Thomas picked up a phone off the hook in the bedroom, but it was dead. The power in the house flickered off and on repeatedly. Thomas slowly opened the door and looked down the hallway. No one was there. Thomas stepped outside the room. The strange man came from around the corner. Thomas screamed. He noticed the man was holding a small piece of paper and his wallet. Thomas took a deep breath and read the piece of paper. It said that the man was deaf and mute but had found his wallet. Thomas took a deep breath of relief. He hugged the man. The man smiled, and Thomas patted him on the back. They went to the lounge and had drinks together.